Hachette Audio presents Never Home, written by Laird Hunt, read by Mary Stuart Masterson.
For my grandmothers and grandfathers. A sublime and awful beauty, a fearful and terrible loveliness. John Quitman Moore, DeBow's Review, 1861. 1. I was strong and he was not, so it was me went to war, to defend the Republic. I stepped across the border out of Indiana into Ohio. $20, 2 salt pork sandwiches, and I took jerky, biscuits, 6 old apples, fresh underthings, and a blanket too. There was a heat in the air, so I walked in my shirt sleeves with my hat pulled low. I wasn't the only one looking to enlist. And by we had ourselves a band. Farm folk cheered as we went by, gave us food, their best shade to stop in, played to us on their fiddles. Everything you've heard about from the early days, even though it had already been a year since Fort Sumter, and there had already been the first Bull Run, and Shiloh had stole off its souls, and the early days were done and dead and gone. The 10th or 11th night on the road, we drank whiskey and hollered under the stars. There was a running race, knife-throwing, cracker-swallowing contest, feats of strength. One of the boys tried to arm-wrestle me and got the back of his hand scraped when I smacked it down. None of the others took a turn. There was an old lady outside Kettering fetched me up a drink of water from her well, took a long look at me as she handed it to me, and told me I needed to watch my step. No one